Item 11's reports. Resolution 2019-50, emergency repairs to Sly Street. Mr. Ainsley, I'll turn it over to you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor. Just to make this easier, if it's okay with the council, I plan on addressing both 11A and B simultaneously, unless there's any objections to that. Following your last council meeting, the city did speak with several different contractors to get estimates for the repairs of both of the crossings into City Park. Contrary to several comments that have been posted on social media sites, these crossings have not been washed out in previous years. This is the first time that they have been washed out. With that, though, keeping with FEMA standards, we are only essentially rebuilding them. We are making a few minor upgrades, but we cannot make substantial changes to build a bridge there or anything else. We do know that one crossing is actually qualified for some FEMA reimbursement. We have not heard yet on the second one. We believe it likely will, but we're still going through that process. As we've contacted several different contractors, the best estimate that we received is from North Star Construction. They provided a to make the repairs on Sly Street, which is a far smaller job, of $19,029. And then on Blanche Street, we have a signed contract with them to reconstruct that for $102,325. In addition to that, the city has purchased a culvert that is going to, well, several culverts that are all essentially combined that will be installed there. We have purchased that separately directly from the supplier. By doing so, we're able to save the contractor overhead, and we're also able to get it at a lower price because we're able to purchase it at a government rate versus at a private sector rate. So the price for the culverts is $55,847, and so the total cost to repair Blanche Street will be somewhere in the neighborhood of $158,000. I'm sorry, I should have totaled that before I started saying that. But right around that amount. We do not require any additional council action, but in the resolutions that you did pass last week, we said that we would bring it forward just to make sure that the public is well informed as well as the council. Are there any questions?
Two. The total on Sly Street,
$19,029. I do want to point out that those are based off of quantities that were estimated. So really, once work begins on it, there can be some adjustments both up and down. This was not a fully spec'd out project, just to make sure that we get it started as soon as possible. And so it was based off of best estimates possible, but it is very possible that we're off, you know, a couple of tons here or there on asphalt or aggregate, other things like that.
I have a question. When they gave their estimates, did they give you any indication on schedule?
The Sly Street, actually, they're starting this week. They're hoping that it will be open in early September. We do plan on, once that one is open, then we will reopen City Park. The Blanche Street, actually, we are supposed to get the culvert system in, I think, in late August. So once that arrives, then they're going to be able to actually start construction on that. It should only be a week and a half to 2 weeks to complete once we actually get the culverts in. So again, we're hoping that that one would be open by mid-September. That's not a promise, though, because we do have to wait for the culverts to arrive. But this was by far the fastest we could get it going.
There football games scheduled before that?
There is not before Sly Street is anticipated to be open. We are hoping that Sly Street is going to be open before then. That's not a guarantee, but we are working to try to get it done.
Is somebody keeping the school informed, yeah, so they can make other arrangements if they had to?
Yeah. I know, I think it was Rick actually has already spoken with them about this, so we are trying to get it open as quickly as possible, but it's not a guarantee.
worst case scenario, could they use Woodland?
It could be. I mean, that could be the alternate route. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. North Star Construction. Yes.
Any other discussion? As Daniel mentioned, there is no further council action needed on these items. We had action that was needed, but we appreciate the update for sure. Subset C is consideration to approve Helms and Associates as the airport engineering consultant. Mr. Smith, come on up.
Good evening, everyone. The background history of this, every 5 years, the Federal Aviation Administration requires municipalities to choose and pick a airport consulting engineer to handle any of our airport projects every year that we do. I put together an RFP, a request for proposal, sent it out to the list of approved engineers on the state of South Dakota for the DOT Rail and Air Transit Division. Out of those five proposals were received. We went through and interviewed three of the engineering firms, and Helms was the one that scored the best, so we decided to choose Helms and Associates.
Any questions? Becca's reaching.
Sure, I do. I'm just curious what requirements were needed when you sign up the RFP. Like, what were you looking for?
Basically, their expertise in airport operations and handling the FAA paperwork, administration of projects, the ability to actually gain funds out there that we didn't know were available to us. So Helms and Associates, and I did check with, and I know a lot of people around the state, and I did check with everybody that operates with them. And one of the things that really impressed us is that at no charge to us, every year they put in automatically for all the cities they work for, they put in a request for there's extra funds out there that we never knew about, that the state gives out to other airports and other communities to do extra projects and to pay for these extra projects. They just do that automatically at no charge to us, at no cost to us. Our previous consultant wasn't even aware of those. So that was one of the things that tipped them and pushed those folks over the top.
And this is the firm out of Aberdeen.
That is correct, yes. Okay.
So they'll be helping with, you said grants. And I mean, I'm sorry, this is kind of my first time learning about this. So, and it'll also include hangar construction and pavement maintenance and just kind of all around whatever projects happen out there.
Exactly. Our next big project we have planned is for some T hangers. That's one of the things that general aviation in our area is lacking on space. As most of you maybe not know, Rapid City Regional Airport is trying to do away with a lot of the general aviation hangars there, and over the next 5 years, they're going to be displacing anywhere from 75 to 150 general aviation aircraft from that airport. A lot of those need to find homes. Every hangar that we have out at our airport is stuffed full. So to construct those, that's one of our big plans, and that will include some taxiway and taxi lane improvements and installation stuff. That's one of the things that we're going to be working with Helms on.
Okay. All right, yeah, thank you. That was actually my next question. What's anticipated upcoming projects? I took a look at their website, and I mean, it seemed impressive. They had 54 projects listed that they have been a part of across South Dakota. So I think,
One of the real nice things when you deal with Helms and Associates, you deal with the owners. You deal with the people in the company. They're not a huge company, but They're in state, where a lot of the other companies that we actually interviewed, their main offices are in North Dakota or Minnesota and stuff. So even though they have an office locally, one of the engineering firms, I won't mention the name, it was just so huge that when I talked to people that used them, they never got to talk to the same person twice. We are assigned two people that will be managing us. And I've met them both in person, and they've driven out here twice to visit with us. And it's like working with your best friend. So,
oh, good.
That's Dave, nice. Do you know the potential number of hangars that could be built?
We have room to build approximately 14. This next round, we're going to do a row of 60 hangars. They're not cheap. The biggest thing is we could self-fund them and do it for half the price. But with the FAA rules and the regulations and all the studies that have to go into it, of course, that raises the cost. So we're going to do them at a time. We'll be able to add on to those. So, and this is going to be put into an area that was at one time a grass tie-down area that the city paved and is not part of our pavement maintenance project, and it is in sore shape. So with that will actually bring this all into a pavement maintenance area and stuff, so it'll be pretty nice. If you haven't been out, we've made significant improvements to our airport and gotten a lot of people that have mentioned it. So
it sounds like there could be potential to have income generating hangars built with Rapid City.
And that's true. I mean, if you guys see your way fit to give me a couple million bucks, I'll get them going.
Baby
can't ask, you know. But we do, and I'm just gonna. We do are generating now money off of our fuel system. You know, we've over $7,000 in profit just from the first of the year. May not sound like a lot, but it is quite a bit.
Is there a chance that any of these hangars, people would come and build private hangars here?
Yeah, we've got space, and we've got people that want to build some private hangars right now, and they're looking. They're just going through their financing process and everything else. We actually have one company, air ambulance company, that's looking to relocate and construct quite a large hangar there and bring in a couple of fixed wing and one helicopter. So I've been working with them. I know at one time somebody else in the city had worked with, I think it was Daniel. So hopefully, fingers crossed, we can get those folks here too.
Any other discussion, public or council, on this 5-year contract with Helms and Associates? Is there a motion?
I would like to move to approve the airport engineering contract with Helms and Associates.
Got a first by Becca.
Second.
Second by Steve. Any last discussion? All those in favor of the motion, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed to no. That motion carries unanimously.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dave.